This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sunday morning. It is March 2nd. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. I ain't going nowhere for a minute. All right, so I'll be here. I want to thank you guys for sitting in these last few years. I want to thank Garrett. Last couple weeks where Jason Longshore was in here. So I want to thank everybody for filling the void. I had to take care of some stuff, but I'm back now. And a guy who has offered to be up here.
Yeah.
We tried a couple times, especially during the holidays, and it didn't work out, but he is family. We know that. We always ask about Salem, going on with Mello. But we welcome Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times in. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Noel.
All right, now.
We are doing fine. How often do you get stopped or people ask you about being a part of this show on a regular basis?
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, it's truly, truly funny that you asked that, because recently I was coming from out of town and I was at the airport, and a gentleman came. He was looking at me and such, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm telling my friend and telling my kids, You used to do hip hop stuff and you do sports. You do sports radio out here." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Let me take a picture." This was last Thursday, so it happens, man. It certainly happens. So, you know, I love that portion of it.
Mm-hmm. See that?
You like that?
Yeah, well, you know. And I wonder if he's got an opinion about something that, from our last segment that you brought up. He follows the NBA. He covers them. I mean, he's not as old as us. But do you or would you like to see, either on the college level or on the pro level, that coaches dress a little bit like they get in the suits on?
You know, it's funny because I certainly was tuned in and listening to it. You guys and ladies were saying on that topic, and I'm kind of okay with it either way. I don't mind the more athletic look that some coaches are wearing now, where they might have the team logo and such on it. But I do think y'all hit it on the head. The only way that it would happen is if we saw some type of licensing with it. If we did, and I think Nike would be the closest one. It's funny because I recently saw they are changing some of their look. They have a lot more of a dressy look as far as their pants are concerned. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see vests, sweater vests, or sports jackets from Nike in the near future.
The only person that kept a look, I mean, like kept his suit looking tight while he was running up and down the sidelines was Pat Riley. He would go up and down there. That Armani suit would stay right where it was going. As Ty wouldn't move. Another. Chuck Daly a little bit too. But some of them guys, when they're in suits, they get all flustered. Yeah. And they end up looking like
Doug Moore, toward the end. Casey Jones was smooth in his.
But he wasn't he wasn't bombastic on the sidelines.
Well, no. But
he wasn't that dude.
Yeah.
Pat Riley run up and down. Did Chuck Daly run up and down the sidelines? And, you know, their suits stayed
intact. That's when you have a great tailor.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
They ain't shopping off the rack, man. They get some stuff done especially for them, right?
They're an NBA coach that should be shopping off the rack for the money they make.
Spending time with the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, Eldorado2452. My goodness, you know, we're trying to get this Hawks moving in the right direction. Thoughts about them? We were hoping for better, the team to come back performing better after the All-Star break like they were before the break, and they seem to have a problem regaining that form.
Yeah, you know, I think it all really just boils down to team chemistry, and it's one of those things. If we really dive and look into it, over the last three seasons or so, we've discussed this several times because we've so many. And now, if you think about the time when the Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals, the only member of that team that's still here actually is Trae Young. We've just seen so many injuries with this team, so much roster change with this team. It's hard, especially in the middle of the season, for folks to pick up. One, Coach Quinn's philosophy is not an easy philosophy to pick up on, and to just build that team chemistry. And we're seeing teams now buckle down and really step up to the plate or step up to the challenge to try to get into the play-in tournament or try to get into the playoffs. So the competition has certainly spiced up, and our Hawks right now have to find a way to compete with that. So I think the biggest issue has been just the team chemistry and the guys out there with Trae Young trying to form and find that chemistry.
I mean, the teams that they're looking up at as the Hawks sit in the ninth position right now are two. Well, listen, the three teams ahead of them. One, you could kind of make a case for seeing, okay, Miami's going to be there. I understand that. But these dudes are looking up at Orlando, Miami, and Detroit.
And Detroit, yep.
What are your thoughts on that movement, and how do you see them climbing back up, if at all?
Well, you know, you just spoke on Pat Riley. We spoke also on, you know, several times over the last few years just about that Heat culture. So whoever comes into that locker room and comes into that team, 9 times out of 10 is going to fit the culture and what Pat Riley is looking for. Grit, high basketball IQ, is going to get out and play and give their all every night. I think that's why the Jimmy Butler saga ended the way it did, because Jimmy wasn't putting forth that effort. I'm not really surprised either with the Pistons or the Magic. Now, I do remember over the last few seasons, again, I told you guys we need to watch out for that team in Florida. We need to watch out for the Magic because of how they've been drafting. They've been drafting young talent, and they've been building from within with that team. Detroit's another team. When you look at a guy like Cade Cunningham, who's a former number one overall pick,
right,
coaching change in Detroit, and they're I don't want to call them the bad boy Pistons again, but they're playing really gritty basketball. Beef Stew, Isaiah Stewart, he's, you know, kind of controlling, I'll say, that team morale. Well, he'll get into anyone's face and kind of spice things up. So I'm not surprised at all at what the Pistons nor what the Magic are doing. And I honestly think our front office can take some notes from that. Build within. Don't trust the process, but trust what you're building with your teams, and the results will show. We're seeing that with the Pistons and the Magic.
I just realized why he don't want to say trust the process. Because where did that phrase originate from?
Yep.
And let's just, since he brought it up, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Long overdue move by your hometown team with shutting down Joel Embiid, and will he be wearing a Sixers uniform next season?
Long overdue, yes. Disappointing, yes. Frustrating, yes. Will he be in a Sixers uniform next season? That is the ultimate, I don't know. I've already heard different speculations on a team that may be interested on Joel's services, and, you know, they play right down at State Farm Arena. So we'll see how that goes.
No,
I know betting odds are already saying, so if you go by Vegas, Vegas is already saying if Joel is traded, that the Atlanta Hawks would be the destination. And I don't know how that would unfold. I don't know who the Hawks would have to give up. But that's what Vegas is already throwing out there. So there may be, you know, the old term, where there's smoke, there's fire. There may be some smoke in the city, as the old-timers would say. But I don't know. I don't know how, you know, this situation can honestly play out. I'm hearing that a medical retirement is something that the Sixers could look into. They're looking at all type of options on how they can get this knee fixed. He's had surgery on this knee twice already in the last 4 years, and it's just not improving. It's not getting better. His last game last Saturday, he tried to get out there, give an effort, and the knee, it swelled up so bad that he couldn't even walk the next day.
So does Daryl Morey keep his job?
That's another one where I think, you know, I haven't seen him do anything with the Sixers that really has impressed me, if I'm all the way honest with you. Giving Joel that money, I'm never a guy to say that a person doesn't deserve that money, but that's still just kind of head-scratching when we see Joel hurt right now. Paul George, I thought he was going to come in and really make a difference, giving him a $200 million deal. When you look at the Sixers were struggling, or they couldn't get over the hump with a guy like Tobias Harris. No disrespect to Tobias Harris, he's an NBA player, he's doing well in Detroit right now, but Tobias Harris and who Paul George used to be, or the ghost of Paul George, are two different players. We haven't seen that right now. And he's also been bringing in some of his old guys. When you think about, why do we have Eric Gordon on the Sixers roster? You know, like, his time is kind of come and gone. So Daryl Morey might be out of here too. But the Sixers have just been extremely frustrating, and it's just one of those things where, hey, at least we got the Eagles.
Listen to him. I knew he found some way to bet back in and bring the Eagles in. But spending time with Terrell Thomas on the way for that cover hotline this morning. He's talking about Philadelphia. Oddly enough, they are on the schedule for the Hawks. The Hawks will see them a week from tomorrow. They'll be playing here as a part of a string of home games. Talk about what that could mean for this team, Terrell, just to play, first of all, a bunch of games at home. They've been on the road a lot going back to the holidays, going out west. They don't have to go out west anymore. Other than, you know, games they got to play like Memphis is coming up tomorrow. But after that, you have a string of home games. And against some opponents, you probably have a better chance to compete with and get some wins, too.
Yeah, this may be a great opportunity for these guys to stack some wins. As you mentioned, Memphis tomorrow, that may be a bit of a challenge. Memphis is playing really good basketball right now, and I've been surprised at that. But then the Sixers, they'll limp in here in a couple of days. We'll see. The Indiana Pacers, coming here in a few days, and they haven't been playing as well as I thought they would this season. So I think it's all about Trae Young, honestly. And I'm kind of sad to say we have to put a little more on his plate, but we're going to have to see more from Trae right now if they really want to get over the hump. He's going to have to lead these young guys. Caris LeVert looked well out there. George Niang has looked well out there. He's going to have to lead these young guys and find a way quickly to stack some wins. But I don't think it's an impossible feat. I definitely think it could be done, and we could see some home cooking in State Farm Arena really soon.
Yeah.
Mr. Eagles fan over here.
Yeah.
He obviously didn't hear the news that Jaden Daniels got himself another weapon yesterday.
I'm sure he has.
We're not scared of Debo.
Okay. What's that fourth quarter?
We're not, as they say in Friday, in the movie Friday, when Debo was chain snatching, we're not tucking our chains in Philadelphia. We are not scared of Debo at all.
See.
All right. Okay. All right. So listen, what do you think will happen, or would you like to see happen the remainder of this regular season with this Hawks team?
I think exactly what I would like to see Trae Young be a lot more aggressive offensively. We've seen different versions of Trae this season where he's put up 40 points and he's done the 20 points, 20 assists. I think if the Hawks really are going to make some noise, it's going to be on the back of Trae. I need to see him come out of the gate and have 10 to 12 points a quarter for these next few games and kind of average somewhere between 35 and 40 points to really kind of lock in. Get his teammates to see, like, hey, we're on a mission and this is what we need to do. I think the other guys will step up and play well with it as well. But I need to see more from Trey, and I need to see more from Onyeka. And I think if we can get those two to really lock in, the Hawks will be fine, and they'll be able to creep up, not to that sixth spot, but higher than nine.
Yeah, well, my question to both of you is, what matchup would you think is most favorable to the Hawks in that opening round? I mean, who you know who you want to avoid, but which one, if you had to position yourself as far as 6, 7, 8, or 9, well, 8, which one would you like to see these guys go up against?
I would love to see them go up against the Knicks. So wherever they need to fold, if the Knicks finish 3 or 4 or something like that, the Hawks need to be, I don't know, 7, 8. I don't know how that will work. Well, wherever the Knicks are, I would like to see. I think that the Knicks are the Hawks' most favorable matchup in the first round. We know what Trae Young does in Madison Square. The Knicks, they started off playing great basketball, but they've been kind of folding as of lately. And I think the team still match up really well. So bring New York on. I would love to see the Knicks.
Whether it's Terrell, Sam, or anybody else, I am waiting for somebody to start telling me why I should give a about the Indiana Pacers, as they have just consistently stayed there in the middle of the pack the entire season. From Halliburton on down, nobody's bringing up Pacers.
Yep. We thought they would have taken that step. We're looking for them to be one of those teams that take
the next they still step. Might be. But I'm saying, I've not heard Milwaukee conversation. If this happens, that happens. We know about the Heat in Orlando, even the Bulls. But ain't nobody mentioned nothing about the Pacers the entire time we've been doing these shows, right?
Nothing.
No, they haven't been playing well.
There, they're going to be part of the playoffs. Which, by the way,
they're
going to
get knocked out early. Early round knockout.
Well, at least they ain't like the 76ers or the Nets or the Raptors or Hornets. I mean that part of the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. I'm done taking shots at you. Like I said, Debo's going to have something to say this upcoming season. How's Melo and Saylor doing before we let you go?
They're doing well. They're doing very well. Saylor right now, softball is kind of on break. So she's the social media for West Lakes baseball team. So she's been so busy over the last few days, a few games. And for Melo, we're entering the playoffs and his basketball season and baseball just started back up. So we're rolling. The sports season is live and kicking in the Thomas household, so we're rolling.
All right. Well, go tell them Uncle Greg and Uncle Sam said hello and have yourself a good rest of your year. Thank you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
I certainly will. Much love. Y'all have a blessed week coming up. Much love, Noel.
There you go.
Take care, man.
There you go. Terrell Thomas joining us here.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.